Each day's afternoon around lower to middle 80s.
The Louisiana Wildfowl Festival is October 28th and 29th at the Castine Center at Pelican Park in Mandeville. See over 2,000 hand-carved and selected decoys and other stunning wildlife. Reserve a spot at Saturday's dinner and meet guest speaker, lead judge, and 18-time world champion at a Wildfowl Festival October 28th and 29th at the Castine Center in Mandeville's Pelican Park. There's an absentee auction for non-attendees at lwccpg.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing.
Mm. When the sun comes shining through,
shining through.
When you're crying,
when you're fine,
you bring on the rain,
bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing,
stop your sighing,
won't you be happy again,
happy again.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Let's go.
Of course, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hu with the Beat Exchange. As Empress of Badness, and I'm sitting here with Josh, and we have callers that are going to be popping up soon as they get off of work.
It's October 23rd, 2023.
Thank you. And you can hear us on Simple Radio app. And, other WGSO.com, just hit the Beat Exchange. You can hear us live. And what was that you were telling me today about
the weather?
Pearls before swines.
Yeah. Because we were discussing the lovely scent of smoke drifting across Orleans mm-hmm. Parish. Especially bad yesterday from the marsh fires in Lafitte. And I hadn't noticed it until I'd come out of the Garden District books.
Right.
Uptown. I was at a book signing with the cartoonist, Stefan Pastas, who does Pearls Before Swine. It's in 800 right. newspapers. Pretty well-known guy. Been around for 20-some years now. And he was doing a book signing there. And I went over. It was a whole Q&A thing. And got some stuff signed,
mm-hmm.
and then when I stepped outside, it was into the murky, smoggy, dusty air that it swamped all over uptown and then was all over downtown, unbreathable, pretty much. Yes. So, I mean, that part was bad, meeting the cartoonist uptown, but that was fun. That was
no, that was fine.
It was a good time.
It was 2 hours, right?
Yeah. You never know. When I've never been to a book signing for a cartoonist before. I've done meet and greets with other celebrities and stuff. You know, I've gotten bottles of wine signed by Dan Aykroyd and all that. Those people, a little bit movie stars.
Mm-hmm.
I expect big lines and whatnot. A cartoonist at a bookstore on a Sunday. Luckily, no Saints game. Didn't have to compete with anything on a Sunday afternoon. I did not know what kind of crowd was going to be there. Definitely older people. I might have been one of the, other than children, I might have been one of the youngest guys there. This was super fun. And if you don't follow Pearls Before Swine, it's in every paper. He did a special comic strip about being in New Orleans and like released, as he was doing his tour, released strips for every day as he got to your city. And so the New Orleans one comes out. And it's him listing all the places where he's going to eat food and drink and everything. So that was the one that I got printed and had him sign. So
mm-hmm. That's good. No, that's nice that you showed it to me. That is good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw his stuff before. What are the characters that he uses in his deal?
Like his whole thing is there's rat, there's pig,
mm-hmm.
there's goat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was because he gives a whole talk about being a cartoonist and everything. And
right.
I guess once you're in that rarefied air, your best friends are Scott Adams, who does Dilbert.
Right.
He met Charles Schulz before he died. He got professional advice from him, who does Peanuts, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
They all, because it's like, you know, 20 or 30 people that are in all the newspapers.
Right.
So they all see each other at the big cartoonist award show every year.
Right. Bunny used to be in the newspapers too, the parade.
But he said when you're doing your characters, and his are like little, they're little animals and stuff, and he draws himself to the comic, you do aspects of your personality.
Right.
There's like the cynical you, and that's one of the characters. Mm-hmm. There's like the happier one, that's another. And he explains how you write it all out.
Right.
Because you can only write yourself. You can't write people you don't know.
Right. Well, Bunny used to have, they all used to go to the Saturn Bar, you know, in that area on St. Claude Avenue, right past Franklin. It's now more like an arts district. And so they used to go to the Saturn Bar and the Ninth Ward, and they used to do acid. You know, the place was in a time warp anyway, and that's where Bunny actually... got the bright idea from Vic and Natalie.
They also talked about a local comic from New Orleans way back when, like Crazy Cat or something, that the cartoonist was from here, and that there's like a legacy of cartoonist stuff with New Orleans connections.
No, that's
I mean, it makes sense with, you know, all the art and everything. Well, we got James now on the line, too. You there, James?
I am. How are you
there
guys doing?
There you go.
Tonight?
Overpasses for America, James Neighbors. So how you doing, James?
I'm good. Busy.
I know last week you were kind of held up because of a homeless caravan that came to where you working at the Salvation Army.
Oh yeah, it was crazy. I mean, like our we have a side lot that is basically empty most of the time. And I was just about to leave when my boss said, "Hold up, we've got to go take care of this problem." And he grabbed the other guy and let me watch the fort. And I guess it was like a small army of homeless people just decided to make an encampment, and they had to go chase everybody off. And
really?
Because insurance won't cover anybody sleeping on our property.
Oh,
unless they're inside.
Right.
So yeah, it's, I'm telling you, it's even here in Oklahoma, the economy is starting to produce a lot more homeless people than ever before.
Yeah, that's wild. So I thought that, what were the types of people that you said? And you told me.
The majority of homeless are unfortunately people that can't take care of themselves either because of drug abuse and or mental illness. And it's a crying shame that we can't find some place for these people who, you know, They're just broken people, you know. Now the other group of people that we're seeing more and more of here lately are families. We've actually got a full family of four staying with us right now, and it's not none of them are even drug users, let alone abusers, and they're not mentally ill. It's just it's getting more and more difficult to keep a job and pay rent, and that's basically what they ran into. This prices are going up so much, and wages aren't keeping up with them.
Right.
You know, yesterday the Wall Street Journal ran a story that this is the first time that renting is more affordable than owning. Officially,
right?
What their metric they were using.
Right. No, I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah, and then I read an art. There was something I read just the other day that renting actually shortens your lifespan because of increased stress.
Oh, yeah, I could see that too.
Yeah.
Well, funny you mentioned that. I pay my rent check at a property rental office That was at the same intersection our local district attorney got carjacked at last week. So, yeah,
wow.
I will be stressed out next time I drop the check off.
That's wild. Y'all notice, is, you know, it's a trip. The though when I first started the Beat Exchange, it was to bring awareness to elderly affairs and unconstitutional policing. And in the process, trying to do a what I experienced personally about the unjust treatment of the elderly, what I witnessed my mother go through with the cleaning woman that we kept reporting to the authorities. And long story short, come to find out that's part of the organized crime syndicate that preys upon the elderly. So we're going to play with that. So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM. We'll be right back with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America and Josh Nash from Trash Talk New Orleans.
Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Working so hard like a soldier, can't afford a thing on TV.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish, therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 AM. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Good God, we're gonna rock on to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher. Oh, we're gonna rock on to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
Call us the Games. Did you know? WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange and Josh Dosh from Trash Talk New Orleans. And there's our James Neighbors from Overpasses for a Miracle.
So, you know, I know a little bit of Eddie Grant trivia since you were playing that song.
Oh, yeah? What?
He received, I don't know what the name of the award is, but for that song, Electric Avenue, he received, what was it? Where is he from? Jamaica?
Uh-huh.
Or Haiti? Right. Anyway, he received their highest civilian honor award for that song.
Wow. Yes, that's good. The I noticed that the high ticket prices have started the separation between the Spear being an extravaganza and the bands that are playing being residency. So it's a separation instead of being the presentation of U2. And it's because of the high ticket prices. They're up to $5,000 in areas that you can't even see.
I wonder if that explains the increase in Christian artists' concert attendance, because, you know, their concerts are usually cheaper than most others.
Right.
Well, wouldn't they all get affected by the higher insurance rates?
Yeah.
To cover hosting an event for
right
1,000 people, 5,000 people? That's got to be the trickle-down reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, it's a waste.
Yeah, we just had a story locally that the school system, all the schools have $5 million more dollars now of property insurance they have to pay. So they're going to have to start cutting people's positions.
Good grief. What are they?
But that's here in Louisiana where, you know, we had a bad storm 2 years ago. So the rates are perpetually high now forever.
Wow.
Right.
Climate change, you know?
Yeah. 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 I think the other word they have for climate change is there's a sucker born every minute, and P.T. Barnum would be loving it if he were alive now.
We just had the our illustrious mayor was giving a speech somewhere this morning and mentioned climate change, and we're facing stronger storms, and we've literally had two dead quiet hurricane seasons in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of
Yeah, we got fewer storms of lower intensity, but and the Atlantic is cooler than it has been, which is keeping the typhoons out in, or the tropical storms out in the Atlantic instead of building up and crashing into the United States. But we got global boiling now.
Yeah, they threw in the heat with it. It's hot in Louisiana during the summer for the first time ever.
Yeah, because, you know, Louisiana has always been known for its frigid temperatures.
Right. That's wild. So let's see. The Naked Communist was a book about communism and the different steps of communism was read into the Congressional Record on January 10th, 1963. And it's everything that's going on now, actually. And so that's why they don't...
The 45 goals of communism are listed right in and read before the Congress, and it practically matches the Democrats' platform.
Right.
Is the final goal on that list where you starve to death?
They don't want to tell you about the traditional meal of communism now.
Right. The I mean, this is wild, getting phone calls. So what? So I saw the Dr. Ben Carson. He was at this conference, and he talked about he's not. it's not. he's not politically correct, is what it is, and he's a brain surgeon, actually, you know, and he was in the Trump administration, and he was in charge of HUD, and there was a good reason for that, because there was a lot of money missing from HUD, and the whole idea with that department is to is for housing for disadvantaged people.
Who is this speaking?
Dr. Ben Carson. He was, what?
Barbara, have you ever heard of Catherine Austin Fitz?
No, let's do that.
She was the assistant secretary for HUD under the first President Bush. She was told straight up when she was trying to balance some figures, she went to her superior, what's going on here? And they said, HUD is being run as a criminal organization.
Very good. Well, that's wild.
Was on Wall Street too. She sued the government and won at some point in the 90s. Wow.
I didn't know about that in the 90s.
No, Catherine Fitz, she's out there. She's got her own like paper, and she gives monthly reports and stuff. She did a whole thing on the missing money in the Department of Defense.
Right.
Where her and the professor of economics in the University of Michigan, they teamed up. This is like 15 years ago. And they were tracing like 20, I think they got to like 20 some trillion by simply downloading the PDFs of the statements from the Pentagon.
Right.
And every time they had an, just a vague, like undisclosed adjustment.
Right.
And there's an amount of money. They just took every undisclosed adjustment and added it up. And it was 20 some trillion. They couldn't explain how it was spent.
That's sick.
But she came from HUD. That's where she was tipped off on something crooked's going on.
Right, definitely. Well, I know that when they were...
depends on the bank accounts.
No, I know that when Bernard Charbonnet had operatives doing different things, they were padding the expenses for HUD. And the artists that they were hiring to do some of the work decided not to... would rather not be involved with that. And so I know about HUD padding expenses. And that's why the housing that they provide to other people, poor and disadvantaged people, is in such disrepair, because it's run like an organized crime syndicate. So we'll be back in a little bit. And you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, sitting here with James Neighbors, Overpasses for America, and Josh Dowsch from Trash Talk New Orleans.
Who is to blame in what country? Never can get to the one. Dealing in multiplication, and they still can't feed everyone. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue, and then we'll take it higher.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane. The massive pileup on I-55 in St. John the Baptist Parish that claimed the lives of several travelers and sent many more to hospitals this morning was due to exceptionally low visibility. Tyler Stanfield with the National Weather Service says they were getting reports of visibility as low as an eighth of a mile when the crashes occurred. Stanford says the fog and smoke from nearby marsh fires made it extremely difficult to see.
What we call super fog is kind of what we term it as because of it being enhanced by smoke.
And Stanfield says winds were also low, which allowed that super fog to sock in, but stronger winds are expected for tomorrow morning's commute.
We should see the winds start to gradually increase and decrease that dense fog threat, but as of right now, the forecast does show that there'll be some at least patchy fog tomorrow morning.
The blood center and local hospitals are urging eligible people to donate blood as several people had to be transported to area hospitals. For donation center locations, visit thebloodcenter.org. LRN.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
Hey, Louisiana, how are you stopping litter?
In Terrebonne Parish, we put our trash in a bag and never out the car window.
In Bienville, we bag it, tie it, and put a lid on it.
We keep litter out of our lakes in Lafayette.
And in Calcasieu Parish, we keep our roads clean by clearing out our truck beds and securing our loads.
We need every person in every parish to stop littering and keep Louisiana beautiful.
For more litter prevention tips, visit letlouisianashine.org.
Sponsored by Louisiana Lieutenant Governor's Office and Keep Louisiana
Fly
Beautiful.
Fly me to the moon.
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the Mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Hi, my name is Corey. I work with Neurogenics to provide the most stylish, therapeutic shoes for healthy living footwear. Foot care is the root of prevention and is a key factor for our quality of life. I would like to share this amazing health service that many people are unaware that they are entitled to have, of a low or no cost pair of therapeutic shoes, and to help make your insurance benefits more accessible and work for you. Contact me for a house call visit or an office visit. We can arrange an appointment around your schedule. 504-205-4115.
And then we'll take it higher. Oh no, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue.
Yes. WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. Boy, we're going to go strong now as the Empress of Badness. So, of course, James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. And I'm receiving phone calls on my cell phone. And Josh Dodge from Trash Talk New Orleans. So,
James, did you have a thought before we went to the break?
James.
Oh, if I did, I forgot it.
So. Well, the break was long, James. Sorry.
Before we touch on anything, do we want to mention this to James? I don't know if he's heard about this situation here.
No, he was at work, so I wasn't able to say that. But go ahead, go into it because it's serious. I got something to say.
James, we had a pretty substantial traffic situation this morning. Due to what they're now calling super fog, if you heard it in the news.
It's I-55. Now, they had a 58-vehicle pileup.
158 vehicles involved in people driving on this. It's an elevated interstate up going over water.
Right, in Maripal.
Well, Manchac. But
Manchac. Now, yeah, that's what I meant, Manchac. Right? And
So the update as of this evening was that it involved 158 vehicles and 7 fatalities.
Yeah, you see, I know that area well because it's the way to Ponchatoula, and that's where my father is from.
And there was no visibility out there.
We had a house.
This was also affecting inland. I-10. Mm-hmm. And what really didn't help is the Causeway Bridge was closed, which goes across Lake Pontchartrain here.
Right.
So that was closed. So traffic that's coming down from the North Shore here, you go to I-55.
Right. So. And you see, when it's rainy, that area looks all monotone. You can't even tell the sides of the bridge. You know, and like one time we would drive into Ponchatoula, go to a funeral, actually. And as we drive in, it's pouring down. It just starts pouring down raining. And we got off the spillway, and I had told my mother, I said, there's a man that's driving this a silver sports car, and he's weaving in and out. I could see him in the mirror, and I said, but he's almost hitting these cars. I said, is there any new improvement to this this bridge to where we can pull over? They said, no, not until we get to Middendorf's. And so I go, Ma, I don't know if we're going to make it with this guy. It's horrible. And so he wasn't getting anywhere going in and out the traffic. We're still traveling in that group of cars. And this is a lesson that when you're traveling with someone that's driving, you know, around you, that's driving erratic, find a safe place and just get off the side of the road so that you don't get in trouble. And just let them pass you up, because it's better that you kill time 5 minutes or so to get with, you know, other traffic that people aren't going crazy. So as we got into Manchac and we got off by Middendorf, I said, Mom, we're going to get off and we're going to have... We were rushing to leave from Araby to get to Ponchatoula. And so Mama just had a little bit to eat. I said, let's settle down and eat something. I'm going to put you to the doorway,
and you just go in and order for the both of us, and I'm going to sit in the car until the rain stops, because it was horribly bad. And they had a covering for when my mother got out, and so people saw my mother getting out the car and came up and helped her in. And so it was good, you know, because people, you know, are open to dealing with elderly people that don't have a dark heart. And so they would have helped anybody getting out of a car at that time because it was raining. But there was a covering. So I told Mom, just, I like everything, just order, you know, a table of food, and then we just roll. So we had, you know, I parked the car. I had to stay in the car about 25 minutes, actually, before I could make a run for it. And, of course, the food was on the table by that time, and that was perfect. We had our little late lunch, early dinner. And when we get back in the car and we go right to the next entry to get on it, they had just had an accident right after we had gotten off. So all the cars are piled, you know, and that was a bad one. And that was, I forget what year that was. I mean, it had to be around 2012 that happened. And so we even called the sheriff's office and everything and told them that they had to start putting like reflective paint on the side of the road, you know, on the bridge, so you could see what's the water, because I could see people driving right into the lake. You know, it's that bad.
Well, in this situation, too, you've got 158 vehicles, both directions, by the way, mm-hmm. and they're separate. They're separated, elevated mm-hmm. interstates.
Right.
And you had first responders who had to go in by foot, because you can't get anywhere close.
Right.
And what made them call it super fog?
I mean, that's just what the news we had here at the bottom of the hour. They said it was super fog. So I guess that's another symptom of climate change.
Even the truckers tell me that that the highways in Louisiana are not marked, and when it rains, it's the same thing. That's why they run off the road now.
I think I-55 only doesn't have as many really bad accidents is because less people take it. I've done traffic on the radio for a long time. I-12 accidents on the North Shore are always horrible. It just seems like they catch like the worst ones. And I guess when you force everyone to I-55 on a foggy morning, you get
it's wild.
Perfect storm.
It's wild.
But this is the time of year where we're alternating between like we had a cold front and then it got really hot again. And that undulation between the two means foggy mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, even down, I mean, I live right next to a marsh, and we get fog there sometimes. I mean, you can't see even to your headlights.
Well, you if you're curious, James, just look up I-55 accident on your phone, and you'll see plenty. You'll see everyone's Twitter videos of how bad the fog was at the scene. And then when everything cleared up, all 150 vehicles that were involved.
Wow. That must have taken, what?
It's still closed.
Days to
clean
up?
Yeah.
It's wild. Yeah, the I just saw an alert on the phone that said that Obama has issued a scathing report against Israel for how they treat in Hamas. I mean, this is like so wicked because
what's it about?
Because if y'all remember during 2008 presidential campaign, Los Angeles Times was going to show a video of of Obama attending a conference and a fundraiser for Hamas. And that people were waiting for that video because so much was coming out about his true involvement. I mean, you know, saying he's the first black president or Christian while he's attending depositions of the sale of his U.S. Senate seat that
was going to be vacated once he became president. And I read the wiretap transcripts and all, and it was a common element of he was pitching it, not other people. So so I was, when they brought up Acorn and they brought up Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn, that's from my generation. I was a youngster coming up. Well, I was in my teens when they were coming to the pop festivals and all and soliciting people go around the country and stuff like that. Wound up making bombs and blowing up things. So
yeah, the weather underground.
Right, the Weather Underground.
Yeah, Barack Obama is about as much a Christian as Michelle Obama is a man. There's a woman. That's not at all.
Yeah.
That's the video. People can say what they want, I honestly don't care how many people say that she's a woman or he's a woman,
right?
Because I've got the video and I took it straight off of YouTube Ellen Tube, and Michelle Obama's a man, and with God as my witness, I did not tamper with the video at all. I just took a clip.
Well, they had other pictures coming out saying, "Oh, look at her on in a bathing suit on what was Steven Spielberg's yacht." I mean, you know, it's like, what? I mean, you needed to see the pictures of them in Spain when they were bringing the service. Yeah. Gonna take a little break. We'll see you in a minute.
Hey, we're all right. Gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. Oh, yeah. Rock it in the daytime. Electric Avenue. Rock it in the night.
For Paris Road, Chalmette, an old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill, using all fresh meats from the butcher side. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froh's Meats. 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. 504-279-6590.
Do you suffer from chronic pain, inflammation, anxiety, or sleep problems? CBD or THC might be the right fit for you. The CBD Wellness Center has everything from tinctures to gummies, THC, and THC-free products. Visit us at 1011 Veterans Boulevard at Oaklawn or 7121 Jefferson Highway by St. Rita. Call 504-252-0033 or visit www.cbdwellnesscenternola.com.
Do you have ghosts in your house? Well, I do. Hi, it's Bloody Mary, your local spirit guide, psychic medium, and celebrity ghost hunter. I run the Haunted Museum and Voodoo Spirit Shop in the French Quarter. Come do a ghost hunt with us and sharpen your communication skills with the other side. Don't be afraid. I'll teach you how to, as we learn and do, go ghost hunting, join a Victorian seance, and explore the beyond. Did you know that you can even plan an entire haunted night at the museum for your private party, 7 days, 7 nights? Join us, BloodyMaryNewOrleans.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me
Souls Jewelry. Souls Jewelry is located at 8700 West Judge Perez Drive in the mall in Chalmette, Louisiana. Souls Jewelry. Also for custom design jewelry, 504-276-1009.
In other words, baby, kiss me.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Oh, we're gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we'll take it higher.
WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. Yeah, so we have a caller that's going to talk to us about the smoke smog.
Yeah, James, we got a caller that wants to explain this
to you.
The super fog phenomena. This is Steve.
Oh, all right.
All right, go, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, guys. No, I was driving to work exceptionally late today. I had some work at the shop. I drive I-310 about 10 miles from where all this big pileup happened. And this was like 11 o'clock, and there was no fog left over. But I tell you what, that was the most smoke that I've seen in my 40-some-odd years on this planet.
What was the smoke from?
I believe it's the marsh fire. The marsh fire.
Same thing. Yeah.
So, you're saying those things are combining to make it worse, or are they separate?
Correct. Correct. Your first.
So the smoke from Lafitte is super. Okay.
Yeah, I think they called it super fog because you had the thickest smoke that this area has seen in my lifetime, combined with the regular fog of the season.
Right. We had that in Araby. It was like bad. You could actually see it, the smog rolling in the air going down the street. It was weird. It's like,
yeah, they could probably call it New Year's Eve super fog, because that's pretty much the only comparison.
Right. With the change in weather and stuff like that, I could understand that, you know, but I don't understand them not being able to do anything about the peat moss burning. I don't, because there's environmental friendly things about that. And there's another thing that people are missing is the damage to the railway system right over the canal boulevard trestle. And whatever was set fire on the train tracks melted the tracks. It's all warped. So they don't know who did that. You see what I mean? Deep.
Well, I mean, I could even comment on the whole weather situation in general, if you want. I mean, what? You know, the HAARP, you know, we know what HAARP is. And look, my
exactly.
Was in the
there
Navy.
You go. Go ahead. Yeah.
He was in the Navy, and he said the Ho Chi Minh Trail,
mm-hmm.
They could make it rain on that trail, and they were trying to flood it and make it really mucky and soft mud so that the Viet Cong would take them longer to get their supplies delivered. You know, that's 50 years ago.
Right.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, I think they're on record in old issues of, like, Popular Mechanics mentioning that the Navy had means of manipulating weather back then.
Yeah, that's wild.
Imagine what they can do 50 years later.
Oh, like,
the first in flight, you know, the Wilbur brothers. That was 1903.
Right,
okay?
Now
they're dealing with like a wooden
airplane.
Fast forward 30 years, and they got metal jets. You know?
Right.
I mean,
right, and like the windmills that when everybody froze when this illegitimate administration came forward.
Well, if your daily commute involves I-55, you might as well switch back to that wooden airplane.
Right, exactly. But here, people froze in their bed because they couldn't get heat. And then we started having tornadoes that we never did have
before. Right, And when you and here's the bellwether. When you see all those really, really, really rich Luciferian elites,
there you go,
5 and 10 years ago saying climate change will get worse. It will get worse. Then right. You know that they have inside information and control to make sure that it gets worse. And,
right.
And that's the thing. It's like taking the mask off. You realize that that's the next page in their transformation into a new world order. That's their spirit. That's their way to whip up the masses into fear so they could pass any kind of law that they want.
Yeah, you got that right. I mean, we're sitting through the whole thing.
Oh, we've got a, we'll have another pandemic too. They've made that very clear.
Right. The it's wild. I just can't. It's just wild. There's so many things happening at
it's
one time.
Christ, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's exactly. It's hard to even wrap your mind around, much less words, you know, and you try to nail it down. And like you said, it's wild because they're attacking on so many fronts. And it's wild.
Right. No, you start thinking that that you can handle the next thing because you know sort of what they're about, and then it gets to be so ridiculous that to live under that oppression or the games, to live under the games is disgusting, you know. And so if the leaders can't pull their bootstraps up and take care of what they're supposed to do as a country instead of an agenda or some kind of personality grudge that they have, then it's gonna always be this way until people say stop it. It's unacceptable.
Yeah.
And remember, it's extra disgusting because they always tell you in advance what they're doing.
Right. That's even crazier. Yeah.
That's like part of the law of evil. They have to announce it to you.
No, well, definitely. Go ahead, James.
He doesn't have a single original idea. Everything he does is a bad copy. And it's the same thing with these evil people. They don't have original ideas. Everything they do is a bad copy of something. And,
right.
And, you know, here we are. The World Economic Forum looks like Spectre from the James Bond movies.
Right.
And acts the same way.
Oh, yeah. And Ernst Blofeld. Yeah. Even,
mm-hmm. You know, Klaus Schwab even looks and sounds like a supervillain. You know?
Right. It's scary. Because what winds up happening is that, you know, like when people have a problem with Kamala Harris, they need to understand what she says. They need to understand that these people are agitators, but they militant agitators. It is to throw everyone off on the crazy things that they're saying. So you start discussing that instead of discussing what would be the right thing to get the people out of office. And it's surely not having someone like Merrick Garland from an illegitimate administration filing charges on everybody except for Biden and his entire crime family and everybody else that has lived off of insider trading. It's like disgusting. You know, and one thing that the new House Speaker should get a hold of is the evidence that was brought to Nancy Pelosi, both personally and as a House Speaker, by Coria from the rigging schemes in Italy where there were arrests on the night of the election. Fannie Willis from Fulton County, she's sitting on serious evidence of vote fraud coming right out of Fulton County, and she's acting like there isn't any. Michigan, the same thing, and the Zuckerbucks, where we have people.
All right, 10 seconds.
Who are grassroots.
Thank you, Steve, for calling in.
Right.
Thank you, James.
There we go. See you next week with the Beat Exchange.
You'll never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats. 2324 Paris Road, Chalmette. An old-style butcher shop like Mom and them had. Also try Joey's Grill using all fresh meats from the butcher cellar. Fourth-generation butchers from the Ninth Ward. You will never get a bum steer at Joey John Froze Meats.
2324 Paris Road, Chalmette, 504-279-6590.